Penguin Random House Audio presents The Heart Goes Last by Margaret Atwood. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell and Mark Deakins. With wonderful craftsmanship, he sculpted a gleaming white ivory statue. It appeared to be a real living girl, poised on the brink of motion but modestly holding back. So artfully did his artistry conceal itself. He kissed her, convinced himself that she kissed him back, spoke to her, embraced her. Ovid, Pygmalion and Galatea, Book 10, Metamorphoses. When it gets down to it, these things just don't feel right. They're made of a rubbery material that feels absolutely nothing like anything resembling a human body part. They try to make up for that by instructing you to soak them in warm water first, and then using a shitload of lube. Adam Frucci, I Had Sex with Furniture. Gizmodo, 101709. Lovers and madmen have such seething brains, such shaping fantasies that apprehend more than cool reason ever comprehends. William Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Part 1. Where? Cramped. Sleeping in the car is cramped. Being a third-hand Honda, it's no palace to begin with. If it was a van, they'd have more room, but fat chance of affording one of those, even back when they thought they had money. Stan says they're lucky to have any kind of a car at all, which is true, but their luckiness doesn't make the car any bigger. Charmaine feels that Stan...